live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts out there in the industry, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free. And we've got more stuff for free than they charge you for, I think, in many cases. Head over to freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here. Take your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Matt in California. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, I was just listening to the podcast from yesterday. And
yes, sir.
You were talking about lectures in high school.
Ugh, awful. Yes,
yeah.
We were.
All right, so I'm in high school right now.
Sorry about that.
And it's all right. And I just, like, had to call because today my teacher left, and he just left us a video to watch, which is what he always does. And we had to take a page of notes on it, and it's, mm-hmm. it's just crazy because it's like a totally pro-government, like pro-Ronald Reagan video.
Really?
I just did not want to take notes on it, and...
Now, is the purpose of taking the notes to turn in so you can prove that you paid attention during the video?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, what'd you learn?
I didn't learn anything.
Mm.
I was pretty mad that he was having us take notes. So, I don't know.
So, you didn't learn anything?
Yeah, it doesn't make you want to learn when they're shoving what they call learning down your throat.
Yeah, because we have to do it for points, and it's just like... crazy.
You know, it might be interesting to take notes as to all of the lies that they told in the video. If you happen to know what some of them are, point them out as this is not true.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes about what the video said, but I'd like to point out to you that this is nonsense.
Yeah, I could do that.
I don't know. Because, like, a lot of people like to hold up Ronald Reagan as this icon of small government.
Exactly. That's what they were saying the whole time.
Yeah, that's poppycock. If you go over to Harry Brown's website, harrybrown.org, and that's Brown with an E, he's got all kinds of articles archived, and unfortunately Harry is no longer with us, but his articles are still, and I don't remember which article it is, but somewhere in there, maybe Google will reveal the information, there is an article where Harry Brown cites how it is that Ronald Reagan, in his two terms in office, presided over a dramatically large increase, like to the tune of 69 or something percent like that, a dramatically large increase in the size of the state or the spending.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like the Republicans are the one that do that, that do it, because, you know, everybody's always looking out for the Democrats.
But it's easy to have somebody who you can look to in the past and hold up as an icon and hold up as something that he wasn't actually. And of course, Ronald Reagan's not the same, not the only one that applies to. I mean, all kinds of presidents are held up by various different groups. I mean, if you are, for instance, a lefty, you might hold up FDR.
Yeah.
Or possibly, you know, Lincoln, who was just a tyrant.
Right, and FDR was in his earlier political career when he was in the, I think it was the Senate, he was all for small government. But
was he?
He stuck his finger in the air and said, oh, wow, socialism's coming around. Became president, and he was all for, big social programs.
So anything else you want to share with us tonight, Matt? Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make the point that I totally am with you, Ian, on lectures in high school. Like, I don't know about college because I haven't been there, but being forced to take notes is the worst time that you can have in high school, honestly.
Yeah, it's like they've implemented the absolute most boring ways to teach people things in government schools.
It's just bad.
There are some exceptions, obviously. There are some standout teachers out there within the government school system, but they're only standouts because they're compared against such utter dreck. Thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. Always interesting to hear from those on the inside of the system, whether it be inside a jail cell or inside a, something similar to a jail, government schools, not exactly as restrictive as jails, but seems like they get a little more like them every year. I mean, I've seen government schools with chain link fences and barbed wire at the top. I'm I'm not exaggerating.
They're keeping the students safe.
Sure. Oh, that's what it's all about. You got to keep those crazy people with guns off the campus or whatever. That is
the excuse.
For the
school resource officer.
Right. That's the excuse that they use for all manner of just police state indoctrination at the government schools. All right. We continue with Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy.
Hey, Andy, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to briefly mention the threat that our glorious so-called leader made to the credit card companies today about unfair practice, business practices and misleading the people and jacking their rates up and stuff. And my comment to that is, you know what? I have some credit card debt. I don't even have credit anymore, really. And you know how I got there?
How?
By making poor decisions.
How'd you get out? Are you still in debt?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't miss that point. So how much do you have? How much debt?
Maybe $1,000 in credit card debt.
Could be a lot worse. That's
plus a bad mortgage that seems to have disappeared, but since they put on my quit claim deed when they gave me this mortgage, since I had no business having it in the first place, that I had signed on to the house in 1985 as a single man with my mother-in-law. I'm married.
So,
and I saw this on the quit claim deed, and I was 8 years old in 1985. So I think maybe somebody spotted that and dropped that out of my record, because I haven't gotten a letter. I haven't gotten anything from anybody about the mortgage. But the point is,
what were the mistakes you made?
The simple mistake I made was obtaining credit when I did not have the resources to back it up. And it's a stupid thing to do. And if you want to go and do something stupid, then you should be prepared to reap what you sow.
Yeah, so, if you want to be the first kid on the block to have the plasma TV and you're willing to mortgage your future in order to do it, you can have that TV. And pay it for the rest of your life.
That's
I don't know if you bought the plasma TV, but certainly a lot of people did.
I don't even watch TV, but
that's good.
I sure used to.
Well, and good luck getting yourself all dug out of there. And you're right. I'm glad you're taking responsibility, because taking responsibility for your own actions is the first step to changing them in the future and making a better life for yourself.
Yeah, a man climbs to the top of a mountain, asks the guru, how do I have a great life? And the guru says, good judgment. Well, he says, how do I get good judgment? He says, bad judgment.
That's a good point. Thank you for the call tonight, Andy. 800-259-9231. Hopefully, you can learn from your mistakes, as it sounds like Andy has done. He's observed that he's made mistakes and is implementing changes in his life to prevent himself from making those same mistakes again.
What more can you ask from somebody?
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you've got a story you wanted to cover tonight about guns.
I do. This is amazing to me. This is a blog, so take it for what it's worth, but it sounds authentic to me. I don't know anything else besides this, but it's from the blog.
I think blogs can be far more authentic than traditional media.
Althouse is the name of the blog, so that's althouse.blogspot.com. Madison gun owner said he often carries a handgun in a holster while walking his East Side neighborhood. A right that Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen affirmed in a memorandum to prosecutors on Monday. Van Hollen said it is legal to openly carry a gun on the street in Wisconsin, and advised prosecutors that merely having a gun doesn't by itself warrant a disorderly conduct charge. You see, we'd have a charge for carrying a gun on the street if it was against the law to carry a gun on the street. We don't have to use disorderly conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement officers, it's like a Western movie up here.
Oh, geez.
Do you really just swagger around the sidewalks of Madison and Milwaukee with a gun in the holster in your hand or in your hand?
Wah, wah, wah.
That's right. The good, bad, and we will get to the ugly.
Oh, there is some ugly here. Yeah.
Mighty ugly.
800-259-9231. People don't like it when you exercise your freedoms, apparently. Find out what happened to him here in moments. Take your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Yeah. When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, and educational programming. Content from Audible is downloaded and played back on personal computers, CDs, iPod players. They offer 80,000 hours of audio programs from 270 content partners that include leading audio publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, newspaper publishers, podcasters, and business information providers. Well, if you want to go and get yourself one of these free podcast audio books, just go to audiopodcast.com.
Audible podcast.
Did I say audio?
You did.
Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
As we continue with the story from, is it Madison or the whole state of Wisconsin where you can open carry it, the whole state?
I would imagine you could carry it all over the state. However,
the story is in Madison.
Yeah. So it's
where... One man has been carrying around his neighborhood.
Right.
And somebody got upset about it?
That's correct. Somebody that has a lot of power.
Hmm.
So they go on. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn said he'll continue to tell officers they can't assume people carrying guns legally in a city that has been seen nearly 200 homicides in the past 2 years. My message to my troops is if you see anybody carrying a gun in the streets of Milwaukee, we'll put them on the ground, take their gun away, and then decide whether they have a right to carry it. Flynn said,
"Wow,
maybe I'll end up on with a protest of cowboys. In the meantime, I've got serious offenders with access to handguns. It's irresponsible to send a message to them that if they just carry it openly, no one can bother them. You know, if people carry guns openly, maybe you'll have fewer murders. It's
just a thought,
right? The evidence is all over every time that when normal, everyday, average citizens are armed, then the criminals." Have a tendency to be a little more scared.
That is the evidence.
Why is it the cops carry guns?
Great question.
I guess it's to put people committing crimes out of their misery, right? I mean, help them return to room temperature? That's what armed citizens do, too.
So the policy of this police department is if they spot you carrying around a weapon,
yep.
You'll be put on the ground.
Put them on the ground, take the gun away, and then decide whether you have a right to carry it afterwards.
You'll be put on the ground like a filthy dog. That's how they'll treat you. They'll treat you like a piece of dirt, putting you on the ground and just running roughshod all over anything that you might have considered to be rights. You thought you had the right to bear arms, but apparently you were wrong about that.
Yep.
And it's true. You don't have a right if you have to ask permission. Now, do you have to ask permission to open carry in Wisconsin?
No, I don't think you do. I mean,
it's the same way here in New Hampshire. You don't have to have any kind of license or anything like that to open carry. And luckily, here in New Hampshire, I guess there's a little bit more...
Open carrying went out of style at one point.
Yeah.
If it was ever in style, I couldn't tell you, but it went out of style at one point or another, you know, sort of when dueling went out. And so they didn't really need laws about open carrying. They certainly needed laws for concealed carrying, and they have all kinds of them. That's one of the reasons why, in many places, you can open carry a long gun legally, and it's okay. However... You know, concealed carrying a pistol is a problem, a big problem, like a 10 years in prison kind of problem.
Yeah. Well, around here you can open carry and it's not really much of a problem, although there are some activists up here who have open carried and been harassed by the police. Nobody's ever been put on the ground before. Usually the police are at least somewhat courteous as they take away your gun and inspect it. But at least here in the Keene area, that's never happened before. Nobody has ever been
not going to.
Harassed over that.
Yeah, I can tell you they didn't like Jesse having his long gun out when he was hoeing the other weekend in Central Square.
Yeah.
They didn't like that very much, but, they didn't hassle him.
They didn't take his gun. They took him away, but they didn't take the gun.
So this is, somebody makes a comment here. If you see Police Chief Ed Flynn, put him on the ground, take his wallet away, and then decide whether he's accepted any bribes that day.
Mm.
If, after doing that, you think the money's his, give his wallet back. Who cares what the law says?
Oh,
it's the Milwaukee way.
If you took a police officer at gunpoint and put them on the ground, you'd be arrested on all kinds of charges.
You go to prison for the rest of your life.
Even if you let him go. Even if that's what they're doing. That's what he's saying they're going to do to people, is they're going to put them on the ground, check them out, and then if they're okay, let them go.
Right. Shouldn't you be checking these police officers? Because we see stories all the time where people are imitating being police officers. They'll either have lights in their cars or they'll have the uniform. It's not like like nobody, it's not like people can't get these uniforms. And they like the power. They see the power and they want that power. They want to be able to abuse that power. Obviously, regular police officers have a little tougher time abusing their own power because, well, they have to report to somebody. But somebody who just puts on a uniform can just abuse the crap out of that power and, you know, get away with it sometimes. So shouldn't you put a police officer on the ground every time you see him? Ascertain whether or not he is an actual cop, and then if he is, you can let him go on his way.
Yeah.
If he tries to struggle or get away, you got to shoot him, right? That's what they do to you. If you tried to, you know, say, hey, I'm not getting on the ground, then they'd plug you right in your knee.
If you're lucky, you'd just get a taser to the knee or something like that.
A taser when you have a gun on your hip?
Good point. Yeah, you're dead.
Likely they put one in you. I don't know where they put it.
Well, they put one in Derek Kopp, the 20-year-old Grand Valley State University student who was shot in the chest. You might remember this story. We did mention it on the program a little while back during a March 11th drug raid on his Michigan apartment. It's pretty much, you know, another college kid with dreadlocks, right? We saw the guy's picture online, and basically he kind of made it kind of obvious, I guess, that he was a marijuana consumer. And he was targeted for a raid. And by the way, they caught barely anything. While a Western Michigan enforcement team, multi-jurisdictional anti-drug task force, raided his apartment in search of evidence of drug dealing, authorities have never said exactly what, if anything, was recovered in the raid. Cop's attorney said early on after the raid that all that was found was a few spoons full of marijuana. So they raided this college kid's apartment and shot him during the raid. And all they found was a few bits of marijuana, but there's more to the story. Cop was not armed. He was shot once by Ottawa County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Huizenga, a WMET member and member of the SWAT team, as Huizenga came through a glass door in the apartment and encountered Cop. Huizenga has now been charged with a misdemeanor. Careless discharge of a firearm.
Into someone?
Yes.
That's not careless. I'm sorry.
And he was arraigned on Monday. He was first put on unpaid leave, but has now been returned to the job to perform administrative duties by the sheriff's office, which said he was reinstated because it would take a long time for the case to be heard. So he was arraigned on Monday, put on unpaid leave. I guess he might have been put on leave before Monday, but either way, he's back on the job after approximately a month's time. The shooting of Cop led to angry protests by college students and others in the area, as well as calls for an investigation by university officials and local newspaper editorial pages. An investigation is being done, but it's being been conducted by the Michigan State Police, so we all know how those investigations tend to go. So the news, of course, is here that this man is being charged now. The man who was being who was shot by the police during a raid on his apartment, shot in the chest by the cops, he was unarmed, that wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that he was shot in the chest. Now he's being charged with drug possession.
Now, they have to do that in order to make themselves look good.
1-800-259-9231, if you think that makes him look good, would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-30
34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And features, by the way, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free. freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls. We go across the pond. Ziggy is in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to respond to a caller who came after me last night. I think he was from North Carolina, saying about doing liberty outreach in Britain.
Yes, sir.
It wouldn't do any good. Have you ever seen the film Idiocracy?
Love that film. Mike Judge, yeah. Live-action film. Mike Judge, of course, sort of known for cartoons like King of the Hill or Beavis and Butthead. But he also directed Office Space and also Idiocracy, which is one of his more recent films.
Yeah, well, Britain isn't too far off from that situation. I mean, you know, you open the newspapers, they're full of the adventures of soap stars and Z-list celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And no one really gives a damn. The politicos, if you have views which don't sort of fit in with the normal zeitgeist, you'll come off just being a kook. It doesn't matter how rational you are about your argument. For instance, I can tie it into the story that Mark was just reading out. Guns. Immediately, if you say that people have the right to bear arms, you're just as a kook. Automatically. And that's how bad things are here. No, you know, either no one gives a damn or they think you're a kook. Simple as that.
I can empathize with your frustration. I mean, I felt similarly when I used to live down in Florida. I felt relatively alone there. Sure, there were a handful of people that agreed with me, and maybe some other people that agreed but wouldn't do anything about their agreement. They were much more satisfied with just kind of keeping their head down, not taking any risks, and just living their life, going along to get along. And it was really frustrating. And now we still get those responses up here in New Hampshire from some people. I mean, anytime you talk about liberty, there's always going to be somebody that says, you're crazy. And so those people are still
I'll say, compared to you guys, I'm pretty wet, I'm feeble, I'm nearly a classical liberal. Yet here, I'm considered, you know, off the chart.
Sure.
That just tells you how bad things. And what saddens me is Britain used to be a beacon of liberty. You know, this is the
really?
Country which...
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, this is the country which invented libertarianism.
Well, you know, it's the truth. I mean, you know, we're Locke and who spoke.
You know, we had prime ministers like Gladstone who refused to interfere in the market.
Interesting. So, again, calling tonight with more frustration, Ziggy. I don't know what to tell you besides I can feel your pain.
I would come to the Free State Project. I would come to New Hampshire. However, I know everyone brings up snow. In my case, it's a real problem. I mean, I have cerebral palsy, so I can't walk very well.
Oh, dear.
And ice, well, put it like this, we did have some snow and ice here in February, more than we usually get, but it would be less than you get in the over there. And I was falling all over myself.
Why is it so moderate over there as far as the temperature is concerned? I thought you guys were farther north than we are.
There's something to do with the Gulf Stream. I'm not a meteorologist. Yeah.
So you get rain during the winter mostly, not actual snow?
Yeah, I think someone once compared us to Vancouver. In Vancouver, I think it rains a lot.
Yeah, well, the ice is a realistic concern up here, and it's a dangerous concern. It's probably one of the few negatives to actually being in New Hampshire. Is you just need to watch where you're going. It's so tempting to walk down. If you're walking anywhere in New Hampshire, it's usually so beautiful around where you are. You want to be looking around you and admiring what you see. But if you're walking and there's a potential for ice to be anywhere in your vicinity, you'd be best to look at the ground instead and then take a pause and look around if you're wanting to look around.
I once stepped outside my house, and this is absolutely true. I slipped on some black ice and dislocated my shoulder
outside my
house. And there wasn't snow around. It was just black ice.
Yep, that's the worst stuff, man. And that happened to one of the activists up here as well recently. Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue, and we'll talk to Seth in New Hampshire. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, gang. How you doing?
Hey, Seth. When did you move up to New Hampshire?
Maybe about 8 months ago, nine months ago.
Summertime last year or something like that?
Yeah, about then.
So you've been through your first winter here. Did you slip and fall?
You know, I didn't. But, funny thing, I moved from Virginia and I slipped and fell and broke my leg there.
Wow.
So I didn't slip in New Hampshire, but I slipped in Virginia.
All right. Well, you made it through one winter without it. That's good. So what were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to call and let your listeners know about an interesting way that they could help the Free State Project.
Okay.
There's a show by I'm sure a lot of listeners know about Judge Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a show called Freedom Watch that's kind of up and coming, or hopefully up and coming. And it's a Fox News syndicate, but it's actually very pro-liberty. And he has a website where he asks his viewers who he should have on the program, and his listeners who he should have on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And if listeners go to act.freetalklive.com, act.freetalklive.com, they can vote for Dr. Jason Sorens,
who is the founder
of the Free State Project.
That's right. So,
and he is actually right now beating people like Michael Bednarik, Stephen Colbert, a whole bunch of people. He's in fourth place right now.
This is a show, this Freedom Watch program you're talking about. I've seen some excerpts from it. I have not sat down to watch a full
episode. I like what I see.
Episode. Yeah, I do like
and
what I'm seeing.
It's what it's making me think is that, I don't know if this is going to make any difference at all, but there was a big Ron Paul fervor for president in 2008.
Yeah.
In 2012, I wonder if it's going to be Judge Napolitano.
That's a good question. I don't know about that.
I don't know, but I you know, the same people that got excited about Ron Paul have probably learned some things, and I think the Napolitano, who's he has some advantages, and in that he was a he's a judge, for God's sakes, that means something, and he's not nearly as old as Ron is, and that's a reality.
I think it's interesting how Fox News has taken this, and this is from my outside perspective. I don't watch Fox News, but just from my observing of seeing what's happened with Glenn Beck, kind of shifting more towards a pro-liberty message. And, of course, Fox News hired him away from CNN, and now this Freedom Watch show, which doesn't actually appear on the Fox News television network. It's an internet-only program, as far as I understand it, at least at this time. But it's interesting to see Fox kind of shifting over to a more pro-liberty perspective, and, of course, it probably has to do with the fact that the Republicans always talk about liberty when they're out of power, and so I inevitably am suspicious of what's actually going on here. But from what I've seen of the Freedom Watch show, you know, Judge Napolitano is somebody who gets the liberty thing pretty well, and his guests are people like Lou Rockwell and Ron Paul, so he's got some pretty, he's got some guests that have some cred with the liberty movement, and I think that's a really good sign. And indeed, there are a lot of people that are watching that show, and you know, somebody else, was it you, Mark, that pointed out that Freedom Watch is kind of like, well, in a way, kind of like Free Talk Live, in that it's a panel discussion about liberty?
No, I did not.
No, somebody made that point. I mean, I guess they don't take phone calls on the show that I've seen, at least. But they do have guests on, and there's essentially three or four people sitting around talking about freedom issues.
I can tell you it's an easy way to do a show.
Yeah, it is. And it looks like this. It looks like they're taking the easy way out, too. It looks like they set up, like, the broom closet for them to... I'm kidding. It's not that small of a studio.
It does look like the broom closet.
But it does look like...
the basement of Fox News.
Yeah, it looks like they managed to find a room to throw them in to, and at least the clips that I've seen, maybe they've improved their production quality a bit, but the clips I've seen are real rough. Like, you know, they're having trouble getting the phone call on the air, and everything's being done live, and so there were screw-ups all over the place. But hopefully they'll iron all that stuff out and make it up to, you know, get it up to par with TV quality, and maybe they will actually boost out into the regular TV world. But apparently Fox is continuing on with it, at least in the internet realm, because it's getting a tremendous amount of views. Didn't somebody say that they were getting 100,000 views per episode?
I don't know about that, but it is interesting how Fox has kind of latched on to the Ron Paul movement. But of course, they did it only after the Republican convention. It was very interesting to see after the Republican convention, all of a sudden, Fox Business was having Ron Paul on, and Fox News was interviewing him about issues.
So people can go to that website, act.freetalklive.com. They can vote for Jason Sorens, which is the founder of the Free State Project. Dr. Mary Ruart was on that list, too. You might want to vote for her while you're at it. And because you get, like, 9 votes that you can use, and you don't even have to register to vote. Thanks for the heads up on that, Seth. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls about whatever you want, it's Taryn in Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live. Taryn?
Hi, fellas.
In Georgia. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to chime in on what Seth was talking about. Unfortunately, I didn't catch it all, but about how they were trying to get national coverage about the Free State Project on the judges' show. And we had been trying the same thing to actually get coverage on Sam's situation. And I just want to make sure that y'all, if you go to do this, that because I'm a big supporter of the Free State Project. I just, you know, want to make sure that Sam doesn't get left out on this because he's sitting in jail right now.
Yeah, that's a great point. So, I mean, if you can add something to that list, I didn't really look.
It's already out there.
Sam's on the list?
It's on there. There's already a movement going. It's called Right to Record. If you search Right to Record when you're doing it, you'll find it. But we're trying to push him up to the spotlight right now because he's sitting in jail.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. Great point. I didn't realize that. Hang on, Taryn. I didn't realize that the site was something where you could, I guess, add things to it. I thought there was like a pre-created list of of names, because what you're talking about is we had Seth call in a moment ago to point out that there's this Freedom Watch show on Fox, and it's on their internet feed, and essentially that they're looking for guests, and so they're taking suggestions, and there's a website where you can vote on who you want to see as a guest on the show. So he'd called to suggest that people vote for Jason Sorens from the Free State Project, and I pointed out that they give you a few votes. When you go to this website, you can go to act.freetalklive.com. It's a shortcut. It'll get you right. So the actual site is much longer. But if you go to act.freetalklive.com, it'll take you to it. And you can see the list of names, and you can vote. Jason Sorens has come up quite a bit just within the last few hours. But when you click to vote, it'll tell you how many votes you can put toward that that vote. You can put up to three, but then you have six more votes with which you can also vote. So you could
fiddle around with.
You could vote for Jason Sorens. You could vote for Dr. Barry Ruart if you wanted to. And, of course, Sam Dodson. Is he listed as Sam Dodson or Right
no,
to?
It's under Right to Record. You'll have to do that because it also mentions, you know, you got other guys on the line here. Dave Ridley's coming up, the same thing, and five other people. So, you know, now's the time you got to act to help these people out because this is the best shot you have if everybody gets behind them.
Okay, so you're suggesting voting for Right to Record over at the Freedom
Right
Watch
to
thing.
Record. We started getting it going. I think that forum set up that you might have to search around a little bit because I had a direct link from my emails, but like you said, it's a big long link. We might have to set up a separate link.
I'm sure somebody will figure it out, but it's a good idea. And Taryn, any other thoughts tonight?
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Free State Project. Go do it. But Sam's sitting in jail today. So, you know, guys, go stand up for him because if you don't do it now, this could be you in a year or two.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I'm looking here, and I don't see a Right to Record. Didn't come up when I did a search, so not sure exactly how that works. Not sure how to get Sam's name on there or what.
We'll do it during the break. Spend a little more time on it.
All right. So 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Mike in Maine. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I'm just curious. Are there any activists up in the Keene area or New Hampshire anywhere that are successfully getting government to let go of the control they have over services they provide, specifically, you know, roads or anything?
Is that a serious question?
Anything even smaller than that. I'm just wondering, like, have there been any advancements whatsoever?
I think that after the civil disobedience that happened a few years ago with an outlaw manicurist, where one man went and actually painted some nails without a license out in front of a licensing agency here in New Hampshire, eventually that did lead to a reduction in the amount of requirements for a license, but that's not really a real great advancement or anything like that.
That's the political system backing up some kind of advancement. There have been a couple of cases where people have taken their cases to court and said, I'm not your piggy bank, I'm not paying, and the judges let them walk out.
That's true. Illegal U-turn, speeding ticket, also driving without registration, all of those individuals they faced no punishment. They walked out of that court because they told the judge they refused to pay. So I would say those are some successes. But when we talk about the Free State Project, we're still talking about what's mostly an idea. It's an idea that's becoming a reality because there have been hundreds of people that have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and there are things that have, you know, the ball is rolling. There are a handful of Liberty people that have been elected to state rep. There are the things that we just mentioned. There are all kinds of networks that have been created, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. In fact, tomorrow night, Mark, you're going to have Dennis Goddard on the show, and he's deeply involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yeah, you don't move to the Free State Project for freedom. You move from the Free State Project, although you will get it likely if you move from some states. Maine, not quite so much. I mean, Maine doesn't have a big intrusive government. If you want to see what big intrusive government's like.
If you like fireworks, you don't want to move to Maine.
Right, absolutely true. But if you want to see what big intrusive government's like, move to New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, California. But if you don't move for freedom, you move because you want to stand for freedom. And stand for freedom for everyone in the state, everyone in America, and everyone in the world. Because if we can make a place that's free and you can show people conclusively that, you know, freedom works, the free market works, that, you know, men and women who have personal responsibility don't need a government interfering in their lives all the time, then, you know, that hopefully you'll see people around the world standing for it. That's the idea of the Free State Project. It's not, it's not about getting freedom today.
Well, I understand that. What I'm specifically asking, though, is about, you know, government provides services, and I'm wondering if anyone's ever has made any headway in getting government to relinquish some of their services into the free market.
Not that I know of, but maybe you should come here and lead that charge. Thanks for the call. 800-259.
You sound like a jerk when you say that.
Really?
You did, yes.
Oh. Well, I know. No, I'm deadly serious. If you don't see what has happened,
it's impossible for one, everybody's ideas that aren't your own stink. So your idea, as great as you may think it is, it doesn't sound that great to somebody who's eerie and keen. What's that?
I think that was a great idea that he had.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just telling people how generally ideas fall on other people's ears. So if you have a good idea, really, it has to be you that implements that good idea because nobody's going to do it as well as you do.
And if you've got the drive, you should do it.
That's kind of the way it is. It shows up for people as you're telling them what to do and you're not doing it yourself.
Right. Sit there and critique.
Right, absolutely. I had some guy, it's been quite a few months, so during the Ron Paul campaign, is like, well, the Free State Project's so great, how come Ron Paul didn't get more than 100% in New Hampshire?
Because you weren't here helping, that's
right.
Why.
Right, because people like you sat on their fat duffs in Arizona or wherever you are, and they didn't move, and you didn't get up here, and you didn't do what it took to get Ron Paul elected. We tried our very best here. Well, Ron Paul had a sign on every corner, you can believe
he did better here than any place else, as far as votes in a primary than any place else.
He did. Now, certainly there were caucuses that he did better at, but caucuses are a different thing.
Yes.
They aren't the same as a primary.
So comparing apples to apples, Ron Paul.
Every primary that counted, essentially. There were primaries that afterwards that didn't count anymore, essentially, that he did well in, I think one or two. But we were the highest.
We as in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we being the state of New Hampshire.
We continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to, I believe we have, Tony on the line in California on the AMP line. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind, Tony?
I've got a joke for you guys, okay? Now, how do you know a county in California is completely dead broke?
Good question.
It's when they stop prosecuting people. See, I live in Contra Costa County in California, and because they've pretty much run out of money, they've stopped prosecuting most minor traffic violations, most infractions.
Wow.
Yeah. And so misdemeanors.
Now, you said traffic violations. Does that mean if you choose to fight your traffic ticket,
you automatically win?
You automatically win?
Yes, you automatically win.
But you can still send your money in.
If you agree to pay it, well, I mean, obviously you still pay it, but what they did is they told police departments, too. They said if a guy comes in if you capture a guy committing a misdemeanor, like a theft, assault, some burglaries, don't even bother sending in the paperwork because it will never go to court.
That's amazing. I mean, I think that people that are involving themselves in theft probably should be investigated and made to pay restitution, but nonetheless, it's certainly good that they're going to start leaving people alone who are running stop signs and stuff like that, although I guess they won't leave them alone necessarily. They're going to still ticket you, but if you know better, you can get out of it. That's good stuff. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.